David Lloyd Radio Moments.
It's another commercial radio 40th anniversary this week, and the voice of a young Leslie Ross.
I'll be with you in 5 minutes' time to start our very first breakfast show. Hope you'll risk staying that long anyway.
Les Ross, who kicked off Radio T's, now TFM, this week in 75. It was the 12th commercial station to come on air. And Radio T's made the mistake of having a phone-in in its early days where listeners could moan about their new station.
The thing that struck me very forcibly was that a lot of the young girls seemed, and I advisedly say seemed, to be a little discontent at the lack of our term modern pop.
Well, this is a most interesting comment, Ronald. Much of the music that you've heard today has been derived from the T's Fun 40, and the records in the T's Fun 40 are in fact well up in the charts currently. We are hoping to meet a number of different interests with our musical output.
John Bradford there, in conversation with a caller. It's 11 years since Tony Blackburn was said to have defied station policy and played Cliff.
Well, it struck me as being rather stupid being on a 60s, 70s and 80s station not to be playing Cliff Richard. Well, I thought it's gone a bit further than I thought it would. To be absolutely honest with you, they're standing up in Parliament, but at the same time, I got my own way in the end.
Mr. Speaker, that the Leader of the Commons is right behind Tony Blackburn in his choice of music.
The Blackburn Cliff controversy on Gold this week in 2004. One station Tony Blackburn hasn't been on, I don't think, is BBC Radio Leeds, and that opened this week 47 years ago.
When we looked at the problem of bringing its own radio to Leeds, we thought a little buffoonery was the answer. But it's buffoonery with a ruthless purpose, survival. For instance, we have a ludicrously small budget. So when we wanted a piano, we advertised for one under the heading, "Have you something capable of giving pleasure to millions?" We had quite a large number of offers, of pianos, I mean.
This is BBC Radio Leeds.
Hello, this is Ralph Robinson, your man from Auntie, with the only BBC programme money can buy.
The opening of BBC Leeds this week in 1968. 1940 now, and a new programme launched on the BBC Forces programme. It was to last 27 years. Music While You Work, later heard on the Life programme and Home Service, it continued for 27 years. This week last year, we lost Trevor Fry.
Trevor has been part of the fabric of this radio station for so many years. He was so much more than a broadcaster. He was a friend to many of you.
I'm Trevor Fry, my friends. As always, you are so very welcome. Because this, my friends, I promise, is not a sad goodbye. It's another part of the journey. And yet, the pleasure of being with you each week is something I will never forget.
Trevor Fry from GWR and Radio Bristol, who died this week last year. This week in 1993, the BBC announced the resignation of Radio 1 controller Johnny Beerling. He'd been in post for 8 years.
What I'm trying to make it is that the speech is more meaningful, more worthwhile, relevant to the music. We do have alternative comedy now. Alternative comedians weren't heard on network radio 8 years ago. Social action news. So there is a little more speech on the network.
Johnny Beerling speaking in 1975. He announced his resignation 22 years ago. This week in 84, the commercial radio industry gathered to demand major regulatory change. It became known as the Heathrow Conference.
They were very outspoken, as indeed they were entitled to be, about the cost of radio alongside the cost of television. And they felt that they had been, I don't think the right word is cheated, but they felt that not sufficient time had been given to attending to the real requirements of funding for radio, and that the IBA in particular was exercising undue power.
John Whitney in conversation with me about those angry days. And this week, 8 years ago, came the announcement that Heart, LBC and Galaxy were to be sold by Chrysalis Radio for £170 million. The assets were to be the foundation, of course, for Global Radio. 31 years ago, a surprise cameo in The Archers.
Have Have you met Princess Margaret?
Me? No, I don't believe
I... She's coming this way. Mm. Gerald, if you could.
Yes, of course. Ma'am, have you a moment? There's somebody I would very much like you to meet.
Good evening.
Ma'am?
Your Royal Highness.
It seems to be going terribly well, doesn't it? What a lovely place this is.
Princess Margaret appearing on The Archers this week in 84. Her Royal Highness was the first royal to take part in a BBC drama. So, with the Soviet government jamming BBC broadcasts 47 years ago... The death of Charlie Chester, 18 years ago.
It's Radio Soapbox and Charlie, your host.
Thomas Schaffernacker having fun with the Radio 4 weather forecast 6 years ago.
Some pretty steamy showers on the way, which will give way to quite a muddy shite... muddy sight.
And the first Wimbledon radio coverage, 88 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.